With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is down behind play for this incident, is it, Tim?
That's the incident there.
Heaves it outside. Laird, what a fine player he is. Trying to get reorganised on the wing. They're full of adrenaline at the moment. Sheridan's kick, not perfect. And Laird's such a confident player at the moment. Just dismissed. Balance on. Laird, he has to be written into the All-Australian team.
And as we mentioned at the top of the show this evening, the Crowcast is extremely lucky to have a very, very special guest tonight. I'd say probably one of the most popular Crows players with most of the fans. I speak of none other than Rory Laird. Rory, good evening. How are you going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm going well, just on the way home from training at the moment. So, going well. Thanks for having me on.
Look, Rory, it's been a brilliant year for you. The 22 under 22 squad, also the All Australian squad, and the Coaches Association All Australian side. You must be incredibly happy with your season.
Yeah, well, on a personal level, it's been a pretty consistent year for me, minus the injuries that I sustained, unfortunately. So I missed a bit of footy, but more importantly, as well, it's just been a really enjoyable year in terms of our team success. 16-6 is a good win-loss to have, and we head into the finals with a lot of confidence. So the most important part of the year starts now, and we're really looking forward to it.
And Rory, just as we head towards the finals, just curious as to your take on the bye and how that affects you guys, and what your program will be, I guess, as we lead into the finals next week.
Yeah, I don't mind the bye, and I think it's it's got its pros and its cons. I think at the moment we had a few sore boys from the weekend, so we get to rest up a little bit, get a bit of training into us, and just get over a few niggles. But at the same time, it was obviously a very disappointing result for us last week, and we wanted to obviously play this week and avenge sort of what happened last week, but we have to wait till next Saturday. So it works both ways, but I like it. I think I was a bit sore out of the game, so it helps me refresh and get a bit of training into me. So I don't mind it.
Do you have a sense there that the media has very much got on board with the teams outside of the eight this week, and so the narrative of the AFL really at the moment is all about trades and delistings and things like that, and it's almost as though the focus has gone off of the finals this week. Do you have a sense of that inside the club, and does that have any effect on you at all?
No, we try and block out all the external talk. Obviously, the media is a big part of the AFL at the moment, and they have what they talk about. So where other clubs are sort of talking about the listings and the changes around their clubs, we're in a really fortunate position that we get to concentrate on playing an elimination final next week. So our process and our schedule is all based around getting ready for that, and getting ready to go as best we can for next week.
Now, just on a little bit of fun in a way, because you were missing a particular, well, we can't really call you the three amigos, but the three Rorys weren't together on Friday night. Now, we've noticed that you guys get together and sing the song, and even so much to the point that you make sure that you walk down the race together so that you're going to be together. When did that actually start, of the three of you?
It's kind of funny little thing we've got going now. So, Rory Atkins played a couple of games last year, but it didn't really happen. But obviously, he's come into the team and played a really significant role for us and playing really well. So I think it was Sloaney that grabbed us after a game and said, let's get all the Rorys together in the circle and start singing. And then from there, we kept winning games and, sort of stuck. So there's not too many teams out there that can say they have one Rory on the team, let alone three. So, we get along really well together. And, it's just a little rich to do now. So it makes it, a bit more enjoyable in the circle.
No, I think all of you need to get onto the two other Rorys that are in the AFL to make sure they come and join us so we can have all the Rorys, because Rory Lobb and Rory Thompson might be quite nice to have on the team.
Oh, I know. They're very quality players. I wouldn't mind getting them over here. But, yeah, at the moment, I think three Rorys is plenty. There's not too many going around. So, it's good.
And the one other thing that interested me was from earlier in the year, just before the Super Bowl, there was a photograph of you coming into the club with a Denver Broncos T-shirt on. Now, are you actually a Broncos fan, or were they the team you picked for the Super Bowl?
That's very good. Very good vision by you there, picking that up. I'm a big NFL fan, and obviously Tommy Lynch and Josh Jenkins are massive fans, and you know, we get into it pretty heavily at the club. So I'm not actually a Denver fan. I'll go for Atlanta along with Charlie Cameron. Him and I like to watch the games together. So, but there's a lot of blokes that like watching it, and it's always a hot topic around the change room. So it's a bit of fun, and yeah, I love the sport. We got to go to America last year, Brody and Tails and I, so saw a couple of games over there, which was unreal.
I'm a little disappointed in that because I am a huge Denver Broncos fan, have been for a very long time. So I was like, damn it. Oh, wow. You've upset me, Rory. Well,
you'd be happy then with last year's result?
Well, interestingly, the last time Denver won Super Bowls, the Crows won premierships. So you guys, you know, there's a nice little bit of fate going on there.
Good omen to have there, I reckon.
The only problem is Pat Rafter also won the US Open. So I don't think he's quite having a comeback.
No, I don't think that's going to happen just quietly.
Now, mate, just going back over your career a little bit, you're an old Scotch boy, aren't you? And you came through the Westies system onto the Crows rookie list. Just briefly, can you give us an insight into the process there in terms of coming on as a rookie? Was it a bit of a letdown not getting taken through the regular draft, and was the process of coming on board with the Crows any different than, say, a normal drafted player would have been?
Yeah, so obviously I was lucky enough to play most of my juniors at West Ham through their youth development system, and that really put me in good stead. And also was lucky enough to be coached by Gavin Wanganine and Matthew Nix at Scotch. So they've gone on, you know, Gav was an unbelievable player, and so was Nixie. And Nixie's gone into an assistant coaching role now. So it started with those at the foundation. Then I was lucky enough to get, picked up in the rookie draft by Adelaide. And I don't think it takes, you know, too much of a hit on you. I did obviously want to be nationally drafted. You get the security of 2 years in the NFL system. But answered another question today, you know, as a rookie player, you get 1 year, but you're still exposed to the same coaches, you know, the same players to learn off you. You're in the same environment. It's just a matter of being able to take your opportunity and, you know, playing well and doing what the coaches ask of you and seeing development in your game. So lucky enough, they saw, you know, enough development in me and kept me around. And now, I'm lucky enough to be playing, you know, AFL every week. So it was, as I said, it was a bit disappointing for the national draft. But, you know, as long as I get to, you know, stay in the environment, then I'm happy. And I'm very grateful that the Adelaide Football Club gave me an opportunity.
And we've got a pretty good record with rookie selections, obviously yourself and Benny Rutten and a few others. Do you guys that did come through that that section of the draft give the new blokes, the new rookies, a bit of support and a bit of guidance in that regard and how to get through?
Yeah, I think, you know, it works like that in terms of, you know, you're off a rookie draft, you sort of say, you know, we're in the same position, et cetera, you know, this is what I did. And it's also, you know, if you get a player that comes in at sort of the same position that they play as you, so you can sort of help them in terms of, you know, what you've learned in your time there, what kind of worked for me, you know, what did I do specifically, see if it works for you kind of thing. So, yeah, we were trying to help each other as much as possible.
Just taking up the fact that you were an old Scotch scholar, Rory, do you get much chance to get back there and do any work with the kids back there at all, or is that not something that fits with your routine?
I've been out there a couple of times for the first 18. I've had a chat to them a couple of times before Intergol games. I've had a bit to do with the old collegians. I went to an event there recently and spoke and got interviewed in front of, you know, a group of people there for a dinner. I've got a lot of mates that still play at Old Collegians, so I like to go back there and, you know, watch them play and, you know, I buy here and there, I might get to sneak in and cheeky beer with him too. So it's always good to go back there, and I played a lot of footy on that oval, so it's always nice to go and see them. And, you know, they come and watch me, so I don't mind going back out there and watching them. It's good fun.
Yeah, I played a bit of footy that oval too. If they bloody fix those away showers, because they'd be the worst in amateur league, I reckon, those away showers.
Oh, mate, the actual home change rooms aren't that great either. They're about the size of a shoebox, so I wouldn't mind a bit of a makeover there for the boys. I reckon they'd probably like that.
You probably can't get too close from down there, because there, before you know where you are, you'll be roped in for a game.
Yeah, I would love to go back out there and play at some point, but hopefully I've got a few more years left at AFL level. But I always, you know, always say to them, you know, I'd love to come out and have a kick with you. It'd be good fun. You know, it's a lot more relaxed down there. But in saying that, I'm not complaining at all with my job. So, yeah, maybe one day I'll get to go back there and have a kick with them.
Well, it's great to hear that, because, you know, when some of the old scholars do go through and make success of themselves, as you have done, it's a great source of inspiration for the kids back there, I'm sure.
Yeah, as I said, I love sort of going back there. You know, I spent year 8 to year 12 there and played a lot of games there, and I sort of keep in touch with a lot of them boys too that are still playing. So happy to go back there and, you know, have a chat to the boys if they need to, or just go and watch my mates, really. That's what I enjoy most. So as I said, they come and watch me, so I like going out there and watching them on a Saturday afternoon if I get the opportunity.
Now, we had Jake Lever on a month or two ago, and then we've had Kyle Cheney, and there's been a bit of discussion from you guys, or from them, regarding kicking for goal. And Jake was a bit disappointed because he felt there was a little bit of, both the Kyles were stopping him scoring a goal because neither of them had for a while. Is there a little competition amongst the backline players about scoring goals?
Well, there is times of training where we do have set shots, and sometimes they're very good in terms of all of us kicking them, and then sometimes we just look like backmen genuinely and do not kick them straight at all. So, but when Kyle Hardigan lined up the goal, he put it straight through the middle, and then and Jakey Lever's goal was unbelievable for his first goal. Unfortunately, I don't kick too many. It's more Brody Smith and Lukey Brown's kicked a fair few this year. So, we do have a bit of a competition. I think we just sort of get a lot of enjoyment about back six or seven when we do actually get down there and kick a goal. So there's usually a few celebrations and a few watches of the replay during the week too, I reckon.
Especially Lever.
Yeah, especially Jake.
I reckon he films it on his phone, I reckon, just takes it off.
Well, yeah, Brownie has 5, but your goal was actually my highlight of the season, because what actually the lead up to that goal was you had Matt passing to Rory, to Rory, to Rory, to Mitch, to Rory, you, and goal. And yet none of the commentators picked up it went through the three Rorys.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, actually, because Rory Sloan came up to us, really early in the season, said, you know, at some point we've got to get a Rory to Rory to Rory passage. And then he's like, after the Port game, he said, you know what happened today? It actually happened. So, and in the end, it turned out to be a goal, which is always nice, and especially nice when I kick him. So, funny to point that out. But there's been a couple of times where it's gone Rory to Rory to Rory, and I dare say that hasn't happened too many times in an AFL game.
But just going back about your back lines and your little team, because you've had a bit of changeover from last year to this year, and now you've got Pods actually coaching you guys. Is there any little differences because from him coming in? I mean, some things have been said before about him being a forward, and so there is a bit of that. But the adjustment that you guys have had to do, is there a lot between what was last year and this year, or is it just a little bit of a tweak?
I think it was just a little bit of a tweak. I think the foundations were sort of set last year in how we wanted to play, but Pods has been unbelievable for us this year. He's given us a lot of confidence in how we want to play, and he's been really clear with his explanation on what he wants from us as back six or seven. So I think it's worked really well as well. I think, you know, the more games we play together, the more you get used to each other and you work out how, you know, each other works and the strengths and the weaknesses and where to go and when. So I think that's also been a big part of it. And, Pod has been great. He's he was a forward and he was a great forward, but he's come and sort of get into the back line coach role really well.
Now, mate, just on that, how many times do you reckon Lever's taken you out in a pack during the season so far? Is that part of the message or is that a bit off message?
No, it's never, ever a message, but it seems to always be me. He collects someone about three or four times a year, and three or four times it's me every single time. I don't know how it happens, but it just does. And it's I tell him, I look straight at him, and he just knows now. So I'm trying to say, he's full on. He's a very courageous young player.
Now, mate, all funny stuff aside, we got some serious stuff coming up, and obviously we made an executive decision here beforehand that we weren't going to talk about last Friday night. But I'd imagine that coming off that game and leading into the finals, training this week has been focused on just shoring up some key areas of game plan more than changing anything at this late stage.
Yeah, you hit it on the head, mate. There's no reason to sort of change from what we've been doing this year. We're 16-6 for a reason on the season, and I think what we've displayed throughout the year is a brand of football that matches with the best sides in the competition. So, obviously, last Friday night was disappointing in terms of what our output was, but it was an off night, and it doesn't display, you know, what we've done all season. We're not taking anything away from that. So we've reviewed the game, and some key areas we're going to try and improve on and hone in for the, you know, the next week when we come up against North Melbourne.
And obviously, I'm not going to ask you to divulge anything because we've got all the AFL scouts listening to this program. is it a case of you sit down at the review and you look at it and you go, oh, hell, you know, I didn't realise I was doing that, or, you know, like, do things become obvious in review, and are they things that you go, you know, shit, we should have, like, why were we doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that has been the case at times. You see things that you sort of think you're not really thinking about during the game, and then the coaches obviously go through it very thoroughly, and you know, that's what the review process is all about, and that's what we've been sort of looking at in terms of what to do to get better, and what we're sort of honing in on for the next week.
Now, Roy, we understand that you've just come from training. I know it's been probably a hell of a day for you, so we appreciate your time. We won't hold you for too much longer. But one thing we do like to do is just have a chat to the guests that we interview from the Crows and just ask them this particular question. That is, if there was one player that you really wouldn't want to get stuck in the overnight sleepover at the club with, who would that be?
Oh, God, there's a few. probably Tex. I don't know. He's always pranking people and doing stuff. I think you'd have to be on your toes the whole time, but I reckon I'd get too much sleep because I'd be scared he'd probably do something or set me up to do something. So I reckon he's probably the worst one.
Now, we did have one other question that we've asked. Originally it started was who was the best sledger on the training track, and after the first couple we figured out it was Tex. So we were interested if what was the best sledge you've heard him give towards one of his teammates?
Oh, wow. what is he? He's sort of, you know, if he gets on top of you, or, you know, takes a couple of marks, keeps a couple of goals, he sort of says, you know, he's up and about and thinks that no one can kind of stop him or anything like that. So I think it's more, you know, a bit of a joke and a banter here and there, just in terms of, you know, if he's getting on top or the forwards are getting on top of the backman, you know, it's a bit of a rivalry there. So I think it's all a bit of a joke and fun. But, yeah, he can stir you off a fair bit. He's got a fair mouth on him, the young lad.
Now, mate, just a final question. Coming into, obviously, next week in a pretty important period for the club, you know, and again, not asking you to divulge everything, but I gather that Brody's tracking well, and Seeds as well with his sore backside.
Yeah, I think they we had training tonight, and they were both out there and moving well. That sort of like the cautious approach with Brody. You know, he's had a couple in his time now, so. And I think Cito's back to running and sort of moving well too. So, yeah, I think the break sort of come at a good time for those two as well to get back to, you know, 100% and moving well and getting back into the swing of things. So, yeah, I think they'll both be right.
I just had one other one too. How is it this year at the club? It's probably the first time we've had the twos in the finals as well. Does that give it a bit of a lift around the place?
Yeah, it's obviously really exciting for the SA NFL team as well. You know, we've first year in finals, and a lot of those young boys will play in their first final, and you know, a lot of them haven't played SA NFL that often and that much. But credit to them for you know, making it to the finals. They played some really good footy this year, and it's just great to see that both teams are, you know, preparing to play in the final, because that's what you play footy for. So it's yeah, really exciting times around the club.
Yeah.
Well, Rory, the hour is late, and we know that you've had a huge day. So we'll wrap that up, and can we just say we really appreciate your time. It's fantastic you take the time out to have a chat to us, and we understand you'll now put the feet up and have a little bit of a break and prepare yourself for what is a massive match next Saturday night. And we wish you all the best for that. We congratulate you on a fantastic season personally, and all the very, very best for the rest of the final series.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the you know, the words of encouragement, and you know, happy to come on here. You guys are awesome, and yeah, thanks for your questions anytime.
Thanks, Rory. Appreciate it.
We might hold you to that now.
No, anytime. Thank you.
Well, hang on. Here's a question. You on a plane to Melbourne tomorrow?
No, I'll find out tomorrow, I think. So yeah, I think. Hopefully, all six of us are there. But yeah, credit to those boys. They've had unbelievable years.
Oh, good on you, mate.
We hope you are.
Good on you, Rory. Thanks very much.
See you, guys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.